G7 leaders are starting a second day of talks on how to help Ukraine and ramp up pressure on Russia. They've been trying to show a united front at their summit in Germany, announcing further sanctions and working to reduce the impact of the war on the global economy. Sri Lanka has run out of fuel after several expected shipments were delayed. A handful of petrol stations are now selling what little they have left. The army is using a token system to prioritise who can receive the last supplies. Manuel Fernandez has more from a petrol station in Colombo.
People are milling about. Obviously, the shed in itself is closed. There are ticker tape across so that you can't have vehicles. But these are all motorists who've been waiting for days and days in queues. There was one taxi driver who told me that he had been parked for 3 days. If you just look right across in the far corner of the frame towards the back, you will see the beginning of queues for diesel. Now, that particular bus is a bus, it's an outstation bus, 4 to 5 hours, plying 4 to 5 hours outside Colombo, but obviously has come to the capital, run out of fuel and needs to queue.
Officials in Colombia say at least 4 people have been killed and hundreds injured after part of an arena collapsed during a bullfight. Some bulls escaped and ran through the streets, injuring several more people. Ecuador's president, Guillermo Lasso, has promised to cut fuel prices by 10 cents a gallon. A reduction in fuel prices has been one of the main demands of a nationwide strike led by indigenous groups, which is now into its third week. Sudan has accused Ethiopia of executing 7 Sudanese soldiers and a civilian. A spokesman for the armed forces claims Ethiopia executed the prisoners of war and put the bodies on public display. Tension between Ethiopia and Sudan has surged in recent months over the disputed border area of Al-Fasaga. South African authorities are investigating the deaths of at least 22 young people found inside a popular bar in the coastal town of East London. Police are collecting samples to see if the victims were exposed to some kind of poison. In Haiti, hundreds of supporters of the former president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, have gathered in the capital to demand that he returns. They say he needs to come back to the presidency to end the political and crime crisis.